Good morning. We're learning Chayyarim, Klal Yud Gimel, the Lachas of Tefillin. We're learning Simon Hay. So also the Darber Ben Tefillin Shal Yad Nishal Rosh. A person should not speak in between putting on the Tefillin Shal Rad and putting on the Tefillin Shal Rosh. Vaver Hibiyadoi, and this is the language the Mora uses, that this is considered an Aveiro. And the Chayyarim, the Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, says that the reason why this is so is because Shigarim Bracha Shein Atzricha. We saw whatever opinion you hold, if a person speaks between the Shalyad and the Shalrosh, he ends up adding a Bracha, which would not have been necessary to say had he not spoken. The difference of opinions, what that's going, how that's going to be, but everybody agrees that there's going to be a new bracha said, which would not have been said had he been quiet. So he's causing a bracha shen etzricha. So bracha shen etzricha is not the same level of stringency as the bracha levatola. It's not levatola because when he does say it, it has a purpose, but it was not something which automatically should have been so. He could have avoided making this bracha by just keeping quiet. So he added an extra bracha. So some element of this bracha was in vain in that sense. So bracha shen etzricha is also aser. The same way a bracha levatola is aser. One difference between the two, the Rambam understands bracha levatola is an issur d'oraisa. The person says a bracha levatola, he's doing an aveira on the Torah level of loisisa eshem Hashem lekecha lashov, taking Hashem's name in vain. It would seem to be that does not apply to bracha shen etzricha. Bracha shen etzricha, even according to the Rambam, is only rabbanon. Most poskim disagree with the Rambam. Already mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham that the Beis Yosef of the Magen Avraham that they understand that the bracha levatola is not Hashem's name in vain, because you're saying it as a form of praise to Hashem in the form of a sentence of praise. So it's not just Hashem Hashem lekecha lashov, but since it did not have to be, it's levatola, so it's an issur drabbanan. It's not an issur deraisa. But bracha shen etzricha, everybody would agree that it's only an issur the rabbanan. But it's aser, so their person is not allowed to speak between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh and cause himself bracha shen etzricha. Maybe just to touch on that point, an example of the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. So some people have a minig Shabbos morning, so they come home from shul and they make kiddush and they right away they make a bracha on some mezonos, etc. So the Mishnah Berurah raises the question that if they're planning to wash right away and they're eating a food which had they washed right away, it would be included in the hamotzi, and there'd be no need to give it its own bracha. So it comes out that's a bracha shen etzricha. When he's saying it, it's not levatola. He's making a bracha on the piece of cake and eating it. It's not levatola. It's not in vain, but it really wasn't necessary because he could have washed, said hamotzi, and then eaten this same item without any bracha. So Mishnah Berurah discourages that. He said a person should not do that. A person's going to be waiting for a period of time, so that he's not ready to wash right now, so that's not bracha shen etzricha. He wants to eat something right now. He's not ready to eat his meal yet. So he has the right to eat. He doesn't have to starve. That's not called shen etzricha, but he's planning to eat immediately. So what is the reason why he should, instead of going into the meal immediately, but pause and do something else and add an extra bracha? That being said, there are some which are come to justify this minig. By arguing that on Shabbos we have to get 100 brachas, and we need some more brachas. And right now I'm in the mood of eating cake, and I'm in the mood of washing right away. So it's not called an etzricha. So they give different answers to explain why it's not a problem brachas and etzricha. So a person has to speak to their local Orthodox rabbi what they should do. But that, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's something which in general we would discourage. Now the Shulchan Aruch, the Chayotim says, continues and says, that even in a scenario where you're not making a bracha, you should still not interrupt between the Shayad and the Shalrosh. The people who wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed, b'loy bracha, and they do not make a bracha on it, also lahafzik b'lozor, they may not speak between the Shayad and the Shalrosh. So, why is a person putting on tefillin Chol HaMoed and not making a bracha? So, as presented in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Beis Yosef, really, the Iker Shkidus of Rishonim is that a person should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So a person should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and therefore the Ramah says that we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed and we make a bracha. Mm-hmm. And the Ramah says the person wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed makes a bracha. The Beis Yosef brings that based on the Zohar, a person should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and he writes that he himself actually wore tefillin chol hamoed until he became aware of this. I mean, I would have to assume that was the minig. Until he became aware of this zayir, and he stopped wearing tefillin due to the fact that the zayir says that it's also to wear tefillin chol hamoed. So according to the Gemara, a person has a chiyuv to wear tefillin chol hamoed, and according to the zayir, a person is also to wear tefillin chol hamoed. So we have quite a conflict. The question is, it's considered part of the Moed, it's considered part of the Yomtiv. So, a Yomtiv acts like an ois, and Tefillin acts like an ois. And the same way we don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos, and wearing Tefillin on Shabbos might be considered in some way diminishing the ois of Shabbos, saying you need a different ois, you need a different sign of your relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, the Zohar says wearing Tefillin on Chol HaMoed is doing that. It's a zilzul in the moyed. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that since according to the halacha, really a person should wear, according to the Zohar, a person should not wear. So it's best to do is to put on tefillin and make it tonight. If there's a mitzvah to wear, I'm wearing it the shei mitzvah. If not, I'm just putting on. That's clearly more of a person would put on tefillin not for the purpose of mitzvah. That's not problematic. So that would not be problematic in Chol HaMoed either. So if he's person's putting it on with a tanai, then he will not make a bracha. For now, the question is, may you speak? We'll talk about that more tomorrow, Bez Hashem.